Well, hello there. This is Stuart Haynes, and welcome to the iFormerX podcast, where we explore the evidence that informs ambulatory care pharmacy practice. We've got another fantastic episode today, and I've got a confession to make. As I've gotten older, I don't sleep as well as I once did. While I fall asleep pretty easily, I wake up a few times most nights, and I don't feel like the quality of my sleep is very good. I know I'm not alone, as millions and millions of people worldwide suffer from insomnia, and getting a good night of sleep is critical to our physical and mental well-being, but patients and even healthcare practitioners underappreciate how important it is. For those who have difficulty falling asleep, I think cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, has become the gold standard and is the preferred method of treatment and really should be recommended over medications or supplements. But for those who generally are able to fall asleep but don't seem to get high quality sleep, it's really not clear that CBT or medications really help. So that's why I was intrigued when I saw a paper published in the journal Nutrients, where the investigators conducted a controlled clinical trial using saffron extract. And here to talk about this intriguing paper are Alyssa Corman and Nicole Slater. Dr. Corman is the PGY1 pharmacy practice resident, and Dr. Slater is an associate professor of pharmacy practice at the Bernard J. Dunn School of Pharmacy at Shenandoah University in Winchester, Virginia, and practices with the Selma Medical Associates. Dr. Slater is no stranger to iFormerX. She's a member of our editorial board and has many, many contributions to iFormerX over the past 10 years. And Dr. Corman is a first-time contributor, but hopefully not the last. Alyssa, Nicole, welcome to the iFormerX podcast.
Thank you so much, Stuart. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, thank you, Stuart. I always look forward to contributing to iFormerX.
So before we talk about the study you reviewed in your iFormerX commentary, I know that a lot of people turn to natural remedies to help them get more sleep. I'm a little dubious that any of them really help. We know that prescription medications work, or at least they help people fall asleep quicker, but there is the potential for several adverse effects that give many patients and practitioners pause, and rightfully so. Now, we'll talk about saffron in a moment, but do dietary supplements like melatonin or lemon balm or home remedies like warm milk or chamomile tea really work?
So when we're talking to patients about improving sleep, I think it's always worth spending some time to discuss supplements and home remedies as possible options. However, I also think it's important patients realize that medications are not the first choice when we're treating sleep disorders. Instead, we should really first address sleep hygiene to identify and correct any habits that are contributing to poor sleep. Making sure that patients are first setting themselves up for a good night of sleep is the priority. And that includes creating a good sleep environment and staying consistent with a sleep routine before we even consider supplements or prescription medications. A good sleep routine can include several things depending on the patient. So it can include limiting caffeine, the use of electronics when it's getting close to bedtime, or for others, they may try yoga or meditation before sleep to help them relax. Patients should also ensure their bed is only used for sleep and refrain from bringing work or other activities into bed to strengthen the brain's association between bed and sleep.
If patients are still struggling after implementing those proper sleep hygienes, that's when we can start to discuss alternative options like supplements or home remedies. The options offer advantages in terms of safety and fewer side effects in comparison to conventional drug therapy, although we don't always really have enough research to support a strong recommendation for using these natural products. And some of the supplements that you mentioned, Stuart, like melatonin and lemon balm, they do have evidence to support their use. Melatonin specifically has the most data in terms of a sleep benefit, since we know this is a natural hormone in our bodies that's used to regulate our sleep cycle. And studies have demonstrated benefit in time to fall asleep and total time asleep in select cases, which is why it's really the most widely used recommended supplement for sleep on the market today. Lemon balm also has been used for hundreds of years as a calming herb to help reduce stress and anxiety, which overall will improve sleep, and it's also been used to ease pain and discomfort. Although these may not be the right choice for everybody, patients have benefited from supplements alone and have not needed to start prescription medications for sleep because of that. In terms of the home remedies, the actual routine of drinking warm milk or chamomile tea can be beneficial, and adding these activities to a patient's sleep routine and being consistent with those can actually help the patient relax and prepare for bed. So although there's really not sufficient evidence to say that these truly work, I do think that establishing a routine at bedtime and really finding what works best for each individual is the main goal here.
So let's talk about the study, which appeared in the journal Nutrients back in April 2021. The paper is entitled Effect of Saffron on Sleep Quality, a randomized, double-blind, controlled clinical trial. And we provide a link to that paper on the iFormerX website. But can you give us a brief summary of the study methods and some of its key findings?
Sure. So it was a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled parallel study that observed the effects of saffron on sleep quality using subjective data with questionnaires and objective data with actigraphy, which is a validated tool to measure sleep parameters. The participants in this study included both men and women between the ages of 25 and 70 who had a mild to moderate chronic primary sleep disorder and mild to moderate anxiety. Exclusion criteria for this trial was really anyone that had habits which might affect sleep, individuals who are pregnant or breastfeeding, those with lifestyle habits that disrupted the wake-sleep rhythm, such as working overnight, and patients with sleep disorders connected to pre-existing health conditions, any resistance to common hypnotic drugs, and normal blood sampling, or those diagnosed with or who had a history of addiction. 66 subjects were randomly assigned to either the placebo or the saffron group and ingested one capsule that contained 15.5 milligrams of saffron extract or a matching placebo every evening with a glass of water for 6 weeks.
At baseline, week 3 and week 6, the patients were assessed with actigraphy, which measured parameters such as sleep efficiency, sleep onset latency, time in bed, total sleep time, and wake after sleep onset. The participants completed several questionnaires as well to subjectively assess their perceived sleep quality and well-being. At week 6, participants in the saffron group had an increase in time in bed, while there was no significant difference in the placebo group. The quality of sleep, ease of awakening from sleep, and alertness and behavior following wakefulness increased for both groups after 3 and 6 weeks. There was an increase in ease of getting to sleep in the saffron group alone. The saffron group also saw an improvement in sleep quality, sleep latency, and sleep duration scores at week 6 when compared to baseline, whereas the placebo group showed no significant difference. After 6 weeks, both groups had a decrease in daytime dysfunction. In the saffron group alone, the global physical score, bodily pain score, physical functioning, emotional limitation, and general health score improved after 6 weeks. Both groups saw an improvement between baseline and week 6 in the vitality, mental health, and global mentality scores. The authors concluded that saffron extract supplementation led to an improvement in sleep quality after 6 weeks. However, they did state that this only represents a set population of patients taking a specific dose.
So, Nicole, I gotta be honest, I have never heard of the journal Nutrients before I stumble upon this particular article. And I suspect that many of our listeners to this podcast will likely be a little skeptical about this paper. But I think the study has some real strengths, including the randomized placebo-controlled design, which is far more rigorous than many other nutritional supplement studies I've read over the years. So what do you think are the key strengths and weaknesses of this study? And do you have any concerns about the design and conduct of the study?
Yeah, so we can certainly understand the skepticism around this article just due to the fact that we don't really often see rigorous studies for supplements and natural medicines. But as you mentioned, the study design was a strength. The outcomes measured also helped to strengthen the study because, unlike previous studies evaluating saffron for sleep, this present study actually introduced objective data as opposed to just subjective data, like in some of the others, with the use of actigraphy to further demonstrate the effectiveness of saffron for sleep. The treatment duration could be argued, I think, as a strength or a weakness, really depending on how you look at it, because previous studies using saffron extended beyond 6 weeks, while other studies saw improvements in things such as anxiety in as little as 7 days. While this study did see a difference in sleep quality at the 6 week mark, other sleep remedies like melatonin or medications that are currently approved for insomnia can really be seen within days. So, similar to the duration, the treatment dose is also unclear at this time and varied greatly between previous studies. Some utilized a total saffron dose, while others used various doses of saffron's components. This leads us to the need for additional studies to really evaluate if longer treatment duration or alternative dosing would actually result in more patients experiencing benefits or additional improvement from baseline, and therefore makes it slightly challenging to actually confidently recommend a specific product or dose at this time.
So, Alyssa, there's been some prior research on the use of saffron and saffron extract to treat anxiety and depression, so it would make sense that it would have some favorable impact on sleep. What have the previous studies found? What's the proposed mechanism of action? And how does saffron extract actually work?
Yes. So there have been several studies within the past 10 to 15 years, some of which were referenced in this article, that have examined the efficacy of saffron on anxiety and depression. Many of those studies evaluated the use of saffron versus placebo, but parallel group studies have also compared saffron supplementation to standard treatments such as SSRIs, including fluoxetine, citalopram, and sertraline. One of the more recent meta-analyses published in 2014 identified 5 randomized controlled trials that evaluated the use of saffron for depressive symptoms. Based on the results of those trials, the authors concluded that saffron supplementation consistently and significantly reduced depression symptoms compared to the placebo control. When they compared saffron to different antidepressant groups, there was a null effect seen between saffron supplementation versus the antidepressant groups, indicating that both treatments had similar efficacy in reducing depression symptoms. In terms of the mechanism of action for saffron, it's not completely known, but the proposed mechanisms based on the study data suggest that saffron may exert its antidepressant effects by modulating the levels of certain chemicals in the brain, especially serotonin. And more specifically, saffron extract might inhibit serotonin reuptake in synapses, which in turn keeps serotonin in the brain longer. And that's similar to the mechanism of SSRI medication. This proposed mechanism is supported by animal studies, which demonstrated antidepressant properties in extract compounds found in saffron. However, the specific components and doses of saffron that actually affect the mood states and improve symptoms of depression have not been identified.
Okay, so let's talk about the application of these findings to clinical practice. Are these data sufficiently compelling for you to recommend saffron extract to patients? And if a patient actually wanted to use saffron extract, given that there are so many products available, how will the patient know that they're purchasing a quality product?
Yeah, so given the low risk of adverse effects that have been demonstrated time and time again through these different studies, I think saffron could be a possibility for patients before turning to a prescription medication for sleep. It would be most highly recommended in patients similar to that of this study, so those who have a history of mild to moderate sleep disorder with anxiety. And as we already mentioned, the focus should always be on good sleep hygiene and then supplementing with saffron or other supplements if it's needed. especially in patients who are at a higher risk of side effects from prescription medications or who may not be candidates for therapy, looking for herbals or supplements should be something to discuss as an option. And although this may not work for every patient and has only been studied in a narrow group of patients in this study, the recommendation comes with relatively low risk with the possibility of a large benefit for our patients.
And like we've already discussed, saffron comes in many different forms and dosages, so I do think it's important for us to recommend the dose used in this randomized controlled trial for sleep specifically. And patients really should look for a product that contains about 15 milligrams of saffron extract and use it for at least 6 weeks to really see the full benefit. I do think it's important to note that other saffron studies designed specifically for sleep also saw improvements with doses up to 30 milligrams used anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. And lastly, with any supplement, it's very important to use trusted brands that follow good manufacturing practices and comply with the United States Pharmacopeia to ensure that you are getting a quality product.
So Alyssa, Nicole, I want to thank you for accepting my invitation to write the commentary and participate in the podcast today and to discuss the use of saffron extract to improve sleep. Well, what do you think? Should we encourage our patients to use natural remedies like saffron extract before prescribing prescription-only hypnotics? Or are they just a waste of time and money? Unfortunately, far too many of our patients have difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, or both, and it has significant impact not only the quality of their life, but also adversely impacts physical health. Remember, only iFormerX members can leave comments, so if you are not a member of iFormerX, be sure to sign up today. Any health professional, including students pursuing a degree in pharmacy, medicine, or nursing, are welcome to join iFormerX. It's free. And if you'd like to earn continuing education and board recertification credit for listening to this podcast and reading the commentary posted on the iFormerX website, check out the American Pharmacists Association's Ambulatory Care Board Prep and Recertification Program. Just click on that link below the commentary posted on the iFormerX website to learn more. Lastly, I want to thank Joseph Nardolillo at Wayne State University for serving as a peer reviewer for this commentary and joining our advisory board this past July. Joe authored a commentary for iFormerX 2 years ago when he was a resident and continues to volunteer and recruit new members. So thanks a million, Joe. We really couldn't maintain this community of practice without the dedication and commitment of volunteers like you. Well, until next time, this is Stuart Haynes, editor-in-chief of iFormerX. Be safe, my friends.